أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي علمنا أن نحمد، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق سيدنا محمد. قال الله في القرآن الكريم والفرقان الحكيم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. This is Surah number 97 in the order of the Mus'haf. Surah number 96 is Surah Al-Alaq, that contains the first five ayat revealed to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with which he became the messenger of Allah, the Prophet of Allah. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read, recite in the name of your Lord. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. So this is Surah 96. Surah 97 is Al-Qadr. Then Surah Al-Bayyina, the Surah that clarifies things. Bayyina. Bayyina means to clarify, to illustrate, to make things clear. In Surah Al-Qadr, we read, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylat al-Qadr." Remember today, after Fajr, we discussed the ha. "Inna anzalnahu." So it refers to a noun that was mentioned before. Interestingly enough, we don't find that noun in the same surah, but it is mentioned indirectly in the beginning of the previous surah. So, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق. These are the first words revealed from the Quran. It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Al-Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ. What? The thing that you have recited, which is the Quran. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, most certainly we have revealed it, make it come down. Fi laylatul qadr. It does not tell you, the surah does not tell you what was revealed, who revealed it, and to whom it was revealed. So Surah Al-Bayyina, whose name means to clarify things, tell you who revealed it, and what is it that was revealed, and to whom it was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Bayyina, Rasulun min Allahi yatlu suhufan mutahara. A messenger of Allah reciting purified and holy words. So what was sent? The Quran. The holy and purified scriptures. Who revealed it? Allah. To who? To Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulun min Allah yatlu suhufan mutahara. So the ulama talk about the position of Surah Al-Qadr between Al-Alaq, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, and Al-Bayyina. Al-Alaq tells you what was revealed, the first five ayat of the Quran to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Al-Bayyina tells you what was revealed, to whom, and who revealed it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as we discussed yesterday, Inna anzalnahu. Most certainly we have revealed it. And we talked about the word anzala, which means to have something come down, descend down. Anzala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word a lot with rain. وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. So it's always something coming from up, down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same word to refer to the revelation of the Quran. Why? Because remember, we established a fact. The fact is, fasting in Ramadan, fasting in general, is about increasing the food of the spirit and decreasing the food of the body. The body is from the earth. How do we know that, scientifically speaking? Because when a person dies, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give everyone long life, prosperous life, the body decomposes into soil, the same components of the earth. If you examine the body of the human being, it has the same percentages and the same quantities of the elements of the earth. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Adam was created from the soil of the earth, it makes sense. Scientifically speaking, it makes sense. Because death is the opposite process of life. Adam was dust mixed with water, then he was made into a human being. Death is just the opposite process. The whole thing decomposes back into its main components. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have revealed to you in the month of Ramadan the Quran. And the Quran is the main food for your spirit. The body is from the earth, it eats from the earth. It eats rice, beans, biryani, maklouba. What else? Steak, meat, chicken, etc. But the ruh, the spirit, does not eat from earth. Because the ruh comes from heavens, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so its food is revealed from heaven. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined the idea of fasting in Ramadan and the fact that Ramadan is the month through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran, the statement here is Ramadan is to minimize the food of the body and increase the food of the spirit. And the food of the spirit is from heavens, from Allah. It was revealed, it came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna anzalnahu, we have made it come down. We revealed it to come down from heavens to earth. And that happened fi laylatul qadr. Layla, what does the word layla mean? It means night. And we have in Islam two nights, two type of nights. The shar'i night and the night of the angels. The shar'i night starts from Maghrib, extends up to Fajr. This is the night, for example, of the regular days, Ramadan, Sha'ban, Shawwal, or the months, from Maghrib to Fajr. But the night of the Malaika starts at Asr. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتعاقبون فيكم ملائكة بالليل والنهار. Most certainly, two shifts of angels come and witness your movements and daily activities. Day and night, they come down at Asr time, the first shift, and they leave at Fajr, and the second shift comes at Fajr and leaves at Asr. So the night of the Malaika, according to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, starts at Asr and finishes at Fajr. And the second shift of the angels come at Fajr and leaves at Asr. What does that mean? That Fajr Salah and Asr Salah are witnessed twice. That's why these two salawat are very, very important. All the prayers are important, but these two salawat are emphasized. Asr and Fajr. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to expect the night of Fajr, Qadr, and look for it during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Then he wanted to make life easier for us. He said, look for it in the odd nights. But then yesterday I said, if Ramadan brings 29 days, then the odd and the night will replace each other. Also, if we started Ramadan incorrectly, which is okay, because we made our ijtihad and our, you know, effort. If we make mistake, Rasulullah ﷺ said, it's okay. You just do your maximum effort. If we made a mistake in the starting of Ramadan, then also we might have the nights to switch. Conclusion. The magical formula to get Laylatul Qadr is to make sure to work hard during the last 10 nights, all of them. That's the magical formula. So that's why we are talking about this tonight, inshallah, for us to get motivated and, you know, prepare our schedule. But at any rate, Suratul Qadr has five ayat. These five ayat, the ulama say, represent the five odd nights that Laylatul Qadr will be in. It's either the night number 21 or 23, 25, 27 and 29. How many nights? Five nights. How many ayat? How many verses is Laylatul Surah Al-Qadr? Five ayat. The expression Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, the night of power, the night of destiny. If you count the letters, how many letters you will find? How many letters? Laylatul Qadr. Count them. Laylatul Qadr is nine letters. How many times this phrase was repeated in the surah? Let's see. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Wama adraka ma Laylatul Qadr khayrun. Laylatul Qadr was mentioned three times in the surah, and this expression has nine letters times three, that's equal to 27, which is the most probable night for Laylatul Qadr. Also, the surah has 30 words. What does the pronoun hiya mean in Arabic? Hiya. Hiya means she is or it is feminine, right? We have huwa and we have hiya. Huwa means he is or it is masculine. Hiya means she is or it is feminine. Now, if you count the position of the word hiya in the surah, you are going to find that the pronoun hiya, which means it is, referring to the night of Qadr, is number 27. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. This word here is number 27. So the most probable night for Laylatul Qadr is 27, but as I said, we should, inshallah, work hard during the last 10 nights, because with that formula, inshallah, we will get it definitely with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we talked about Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. And we talked about the three meanings of the word Al-Qadr, which means honor and value. It means a confined place, and that's when the angels come down and the earth becomes confined for them. And the third one is destiny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes in the night of Qadr the destiny for the entire year. That is determined on Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to inshallah get the night, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can. We will continue because inshallah we want to dedicate the last 5 minutes before we go to Salatul Isha to our new shahada.